You are now tuned into CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC. Want to know more about the channel? Find us online at cjsf.ca.
You're listening to CJSF Radio, Simon Fraser, 90.1 FM.
You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM on your dial, 93.9 Cable FM in Burnaby. And you are listening to Future Talk with your host, Dr. Paul Tenery, professional engineer, professional futurist, and sometimes occasional sessional instructor of future studies at Simon Fraser University. And this is a weekly show that looks at future trends and issues and important items that affect your daily life and will be affecting your life into the future. Welcome to the show.
We're continuing our look at the book Multipliers, How the Best Leaders Make Everyone Smarter by Liz Wiseman with Greg McKinnon and Stephen Covey. We're looking at the multiplier effects chapter. Next section, the five disciplines of the multiplier. So what are the practices that distinguish the multiplier? In analyzing data from over 150 different leaders, we found a number of areas in which multipliers and diminishers do the same thing. They both are customer driven. Both have strong business acumen and market insight. Both surround themselves with smart people, and both consider themselves thought leaders. However, as we searched the data for active ingredients unique to multipliers, we found five disciplines in which multipliers differentiate themselves from diminishers. Number one, attracting and optimizing talent. Multipliers lead people by operating as talent magnets, whereby they attract and deploy talent to its fullest, regardless of who owns the resource. People flock to work with them directly or otherwise because they know they will grow to be successful. In contrast, diminishers operate as empire builders, insisting that they must own and control resources to be more productive. They tend to divide resources into those they own and those that they don't, allowing these artificial separations to hamstring effective use of all resources. People may initially be attracted to work with a diminisher, but it is often the place where people's careers come to die. The diminisher is an empire builder. The multiplier is a talent magnet or talent enhancer. Number two, creating intensity that requires the best thinking. Multipliers establish a unique and highly motivating work environment where everyone has permission to think and the space to do their best work. Multipliers operate as liberators, producing a climate that is both comfortable and intense. They remove fear and create the safety that invites people to do their best thinking. But they also create an intense environment that demands people's best efforts. In contrast, diminishers operate as tyrants, introducing a fear of judgment that has a chilling effect on people's thinking and work. They demand people's best thinking, yet they don't get it. The diminisher is a tyrant. The multiplier is a liberator. Number three, extending challenges. Multipliers operate as challengers by seeding opportunities, laying down a challenge that stretches an organization, and generating belief that it can be done. In this way, they challenge themselves and others to push beyond what they know. In contrast, diminishers operate as know-it-alls, personally giving directives to showcase their knowledge. While diminishers set direction, multipliers ensure direction gets set. The diminisher is a know-it-all. The multiplier is a challenger. 4. Debate decisions. Multipliers make decisions in a way that readies the organizations to execute those decisions. They operate as debate makers, driving sound decisions through rigorous debate. They engage people in debating the issues up front, which leads to decisions that people understand and can execute efficiently. In contrast, diminishers operate as decision makers who tend to make decisions efficiently within a small inner circle, but they leave the broader organization in the dark to debate the soundness of the decision instead of executing it. The diminisher is a decision maker. The multiplier is a debate maker or a debate enhancer. Number 5. Instilling ownership and accountability. Multipliers deliver and sustain superior results by inculcating high expectations across the organization. By serving as investors, multipliers provide necessary resources for success. In addition, they hold people accountable for their commitments. Over time, multipliers' high expectations turn into unrelenting presence, driving people to hold themselves and each other accountable, often to higher standards and without direct intervention of the multiplier. In contrast, diminishers serve as micromanagers who drive results by holding on to ownership, jumping into details, and directly managing for results. The diminisher is a micromanager. The multiplier is an investor. The following chart summarizes 5 vital disciplines that differentiate between diminishers and multipliers. Diminisher, the empire builder, hoards resources and underutilizes talent. The diminisher is the tyrant, creating a tense environment that suppresses people's thinking and capabilities. The diminisher is a know-it-all, gives directives that showcase how much they know. The decision-maker makes centralized, abrupt decisions that confuse the organization. The micromanager drives results through their own personal involvement. On the other hand, the multiplier is a talent magnet, attracts talented people, and uses them at their highest point of contribution. The multiplier is a liberator, creates an intense environment that requires people's best thinking and work. The multiplier is a challenger, defines an opportunity that causes people to stretch themselves and do their best. The multiplier is a debate maker, debate enhancer, who drives sound decisions through rigorous debate. The investor gives other people the ownership for results and invests in their success. Surprising findings. As we studied multipliers around the world, we found a remarkable amount of consistency in several patterns that confirmed our early observations. But here are 3 findings that were surprising as they were intriguing. A hard edge. One of the most critical insights from our study of multipliers is how hard-edged these managers were. They expect great things from their people, and they drive people to achieve extraordinary results. They are beyond results-driven managers. They are tough and exacting. Indeed, multipliers make people feel smart and capable, But most players aren't feel-good managers. They look into people and find often hidden capabilities, and they want access to all of it. They utilize people to their fullest. They see a lot, and they expect a lot. During our research interviews, people oozed appreciation for the multipliers they had worked with, but the gratitude was rooted in the deep satisfaction found in working with them, not in the pleasantries of a relationship. One person described working with Deb Lang, a senior vice president of taxation at a large firm. Working with her was like an intense workout. It was exhausting but totally exhilarating. And said of his manager, quote, "He got things from me I didn't know I had to give. I would do almost anything not to disappoint him," unquote. The multiplier approach to management isn't just an engineered view of leadership. It is an approach that delivers higher performance because it gets vastly more out of people and returns to them a richly satisfying experience. As one early reader of the book noted, these leaders aren't about cupcakes and kisses. A great sense of humor. It turns out that multipliers have a great sense of humor. On a whim, we added great sense of humor to our leadership survey. Our suspicions proved right. Not only is this trait prominent among multipliers, it is one of the traits that is most negatively correlated with the mindset held by diminishers. Multipliers aren't necessarily comedians, but they don't take themselves or situations too seriously. Perhaps because they don't need to defend their own intelligence. Multipliers can laugh at themselves and see comedy in errors and in life's follies. Their sense of humor liberates others. The humor of the multiplier is very George Clooney-esque, a self-depreciating wit and an ability to put others at ease, allowing people to be themselves. As one journalist wrote of Clooney, "After 15 minutes, he made me feel comfortable in my own house." A Clooney co-star said, "He has a great way of daring you, which can be irresistible." Multipliers use humor to create comfort and to spark a natural energy and intelligence in others. An accidental diminisher. Perhaps one of our biggest surprises is realizing how few diminishers understood the restrictive impacts they were having on others. Most of the diminishers had grown up praised for their personal intelligence and had moved up the management ranks on account of personal and often intellectual merit. When they became, quote-unquote, the boss, they assumed it was their job to be the smartest and to manage a set of subordinates. Others had once had the mind and even the heart of the multiplier, but they'd been working along diminishers for so long that they inherited many of their practices and absorbed their worldview. As one executive put it, "When I read your findings, I realized that I'd been living in diminisher land so long that I'd gone native." Many people have worked for diminishers, and although they may have escaped unscarred, they carry some of the residual effects in their own leadership styles. The good news for the accidental diminisher is that there is a viable path to becoming a multiplier. The promise of this book. As we studied multipliers and diminishers, we heard case after case of smart individuals being underutilized by their leaders. We heard their frustration and they told us how little some leaders got from them, despite how hard they were working or how they tried to give more. We learned that it was indeed possible for both overworked and underutilized latent talent, which exists everywhere. Organizations are replete with under-challenged masses. Multipliers are out there. Multipliers know how to find this dormant intelligence, challenge it, and then put it to use at its fullest. They exist in business, in education, in nonprofits, and in government. Consider just a few that you will learn more about later. Narayana Murthy, founder and chairman of India-based Infosys Technologies, who led the company over a 20-year period, growing revenue to $4.6 billion and becoming one of India's largest and most successful companies, with over 100,000 professionals. By hiring people smarter than himself, giving them room to contribute, and building a management team that would succeed him without skipping a beat. Number two, Sue Siegel, former biotech president turned venture capitalist for more Dave Lowe Ventures, MDV, whose partner says there is a Sue effect. Everything around here gets better and companies grow under her guidance. I often wonder what people are like when they aren't around Sue. Three, Lutz Ziob, general manager of Microsoft Learning, whose team says of him, quote, "He creates an environment where good things happen. He recruits great people, allows them to make mistakes, and ferociously debates the important decisions. He demands our best and then shares the success with the whole team." Number four, Larry Jelwicks, head coach of Highland Rugby, whose high school varsity team record is 392 wins and just 9 losses in 34 years. He attributes this extraordinary record to a deliberate leadership philosophy that engages the intelligence of his players on and off the field. Number five, K.R. Sridhar, successful green tech entrepreneur and CEO who recruits A-plus talent, then gives them an environment with a lot of pressure but very little stress, and allows them to experiment and take risks until they find the right technology and develop the right solutions.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, 93.9 Cable FM in Burnaby. And you're listening to Future Talk with your host, Dr. Paul Tenery. We're now going to take a short break and listen to a very important public service announcement.
Every year, countless people succumb to the temptation to purchase exotic animals like hedgehogs, lizards, monkeys, even tigers and bears to keep as pets. But life in captivity is often a death sentence for these animals, who may suffer from malnutrition, an improper environment, and the stress of confinement. For more information on this issue, visit the BCSPCA website at www.spca.bc.ca.
Welcome back. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, 93.9 Cable FM in Burnaby. And you are listening to Future Talk with your host, Dr. Paul Tenery, professional futurist.
Welcome back. We are looking at the book Multipliers, How the Best Leaders Make Everyone Smarter by Liz Wiseman. We're looking at the section, The Multiplier Effect. We were looking at the difference between multipliers and diminishers. Multiplying leaders like these provide an aspiration point for those who would be multipliers. The promise of this book is simple. You can be a multiplier. You can create genius around you and receive a higher contribution from your people. You can choose to think like a multiplier and operate like one. This book will show you how, and will show you why it matters. This book is for every manager trying to navigate the resource strain of tough economic times. It is a message for leaders who must accomplish more by getting more out of their people. As companies shed excess resources, the need for leaders who can multiply the intelligence and capabilities around them is more vital than ever. This book is also for the raging multiplier who seeks to better understand what he or she does naturally. It is for the aspiring multiplier who wishes to get full capabilities and intelligence from his or her people. And it is most certainly for diminishers, as they can better understand the negative effects of leadership centered on their own intelligence. It is for every manager seeking the promise of the multiplier to increase intelligence everywhere and with everyone. As you read this book, you will find a few central messages. 1. Diminishers underutilize people and leave capabilities on the table. Multipliers increase intelligence in people and in organizations. People actually get smarter and more capable around them. Multipliers leverage their resources. Corporations can get 2 times more from their resources by turning their most intelligent resources into intelligence multipliers. Before turning our attention to the practice of the multiplier, let's clarify what this book is not. This book is not a prescription for a nice guy, a feel-good model of leadership. It is a hard-edged approach to management that allows people to contribute more of their abilities. And although there will be much discussion of multipliers and diminishers, this book isn't about what they achieve themselves. It is about the impact that these leaders have on others. It is about the impact that the promise of the multiplier. And lastly, these ideas offered in this book are not intended to be terms for labeling or diminishing your boss or your colleagues. Rather, it is offered as a framework for helping you to develop the practices of a multiplier. This book has been designed as an end-to-end learning experience, offering an opportunity to both understand and implement the multiplier ideas. This introduction has provided a first glance into the multiplier effect and an overview of what multipliers do. The successive chapters will clarify the differences between multipliers and diminishers and will present the 5 disciplines of the multiplier. You will read stories of real multipliers and diminishers. And as you do so, be aware that we've changed the diminishers' names and companies for rather obvious reasons. The book concludes with a roadmap for becoming a multiplier. My challenge to you. Although the multiplier slash diminisher framework might, on the surface, appear to be binary, I wish to emphasize that there is a continuum between multipliers and diminishers, with just a small number of people at either polar extreme. Our research showed that most of us fall among this spectrum and have the ability to move towards the side of the multiplier with the right motivation and training. With the right intent, the multiplier approach to leadership can be developed. The good news is that 1, multipliers are out there. 2, we have studied them to uncover their secrets. 3, you can learn to become one. Not only can you become a multiplier yourself, you can find and create other multipliers. This will make you a multiplier of multipliers. It is within this context that I challenge you to read this book at several levels. At the most fundamental level, you might read it to eliminate what you undoubtedly have experienced, that some leaders have genius while others destroy genius. Or you might go beyond this and read to reflect on the quintessential multipliers and diminishers that have been part of your career and life experience. But perhaps the best way to approach this book is to look beyond the idea that you and your colleagues are multipliers and instead spot yourself at times in the anatomy of a diminisher. The greatest power of these ideas might be in realizing that you have the mind of a multiplier, but that you've been living in a diminisher world and you've lost your way. Perhaps you are an accidental diminisher. As Greg and I have journeyed into the world of multipliers and diminishers, we've often seen glimpses of ourselves, either in the present or from years past. And I found ways to better exemplify the multiplier in our own work, teaching and coaching leaders around the world. This book is a guide to those of you who wish to follow the path of the multiplier. And like British Prime Minister Benjamin Disraeli, Leave those you meet thinking they, rather than you, are the smartest person in the world. It is a book for executives who want to see their organization with more multipliers and watch everyone and everything get better. Let me now introduce you to the fascinating and diverse set of leaders we call multipliers. They come from all walks of life, from corporate boardrooms to our school's classrooms, and from the Oval Office to the fields of deepest, darkest Africa. We've selected leaders who represent diverse ideologies. We encourage you to learn from everyone, even those whose political views you do not share. I hope you will find their stories, their practices, and their impacts as inspiring as we did when we extended and entered their worlds. Summary, the multiplier formula. Multipliers versus diminishers. Multipliers, those leaders are genius makers who bring out the best intelligence in others. They build collective, virally growing intelligence in their organizations. Diminishers. Diminishers are leaders who are absorbed with their own intelligence, who tend to stifle others and deplete the organization of crucial intelligence and capabilities. The five disciplines of the multipliers. 1. The talent magnet. Attract and optimize talent. 2. The liberator. Require people's best thinking. 3. The challenger. Extend challenges. 4. The debate maker. Allow important decisions to be widely debated within the organization. 5. The investor. Instill accountability with your group. The results. By extracting people's full capabilities, multipliers tend to get twice the capabilities from people as do diminishers. That is a statistical fact. In future shows, we're going to be looking at the various qualities of multipliers. For example, the talent magnet. And we're going to be looking at these in much, much more detail so we can get a sense of how people who are marginally multipliers can become superpower multipliers and slowly but surely eliminate their diminisher aspects of their personalities. So please stay tuned for future shows.
You have been listening to Future Talk on CJSF 90.1 FM on your dial, 93.9 cable FM in Burnaby. And Future Talk is a weekly show on important issues that affect you and your future. And this is Dr. Teneri, professional futurist, reminding you that if you're not willing to make the effort to invent your own future, then others will be only too happy to invent it for you. See you next week.
Listening to CJSF Radio Salmon Fraser 90.1 FM.
Do you like music or do you like technology? Or do you like talking to people? CJSF Radio is the place for you. Here at CJSF, the opportunities are endless. You can interview artists and bands, speak up for what you believe in, or even host your own show and tons more. To find out more information, visit cjsf.ca.